When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Creating a beautiful living space outdoors doesn't require walls or a ceiling, just a beautiful floor. The perfect patio will complete your yard, but the right choice of surface is key.
Yes, and while most patios are made of concrete, stepping up to stone can really add a timeless look. Here to tell us more is This Old House landscaping expert, Roger Cook. Welcome, Roger.
Hi, guys.
Now, this is a project that I see people get wrong a lot, and generally it's because when they're building that stone patio or paver patio, they don't spend enough time getting the base right. Do you see the same thing?
It's the same thing, boy. You just got to do the base properly to make everything else look good.
It's kind of like the foundation for the patio in a way.
Right. I think of it as a cake. The inside of the cake has to be good, too, not just the dressing on the outside.
Yeah, but with a yard, you've got to go deep to get a good foundation. If you're building a big patio, I mean, this is a lot of work, and you're going to encounter a whole bunch of things like roots and plumbing and gas lines. I mean, this is a big undertaking.
It is, but it's important to get it right. It all starts with the base. How are you going to feel when 2, 3, 4 years out, the whole patio is shifting and moving? You got to lift it all up and redo it again. Sometimes you can even hire a landscaper to come in, dig out the patio for you and do the prep, and then you guys do the finish coat.
So if we are going to build the base, what's the proper sort of assembly? What are the layers of that cake?
Usually we want to dig down till we get down through to subsoil, which is below what is usually a loamy level of soil. That can be 6 to 8 inches deep. Sometimes it goes deeper. We like that to remove all that, save it, use it in another part of the garden, compact that subgrade. And on top of that, we try to put a mix of stone and stone dust we call pack. And we take that pack and we build it up and build it up. We put in layers, compact it down either with a hand compactor or a gas-powered one until we get up to the finish coat. And usually the finish coat is like an inch or a stone of sand and then the paver itself on top of that.
All right, so now you've gone through the most labor-intensive part. You've got the base all prepped. What are some of our options to get that, you know, really beautiful patio? I've heard of something called a Belgian block, but I don't know that I've ever known this term.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of pieces you can add to the top once you're ready. Belgian blocks are pieces of granite, which are hand chiseled. They're usually 6 to 8 inches wide, maybe 8 to 10 inches tall, and they can be set in. But the Belgian blocks aren't flat, and the patio isn't flat. It's really a rough surface, but it looks great with an older home.
Now, what about bluestone? That's a very common material for patios, both old and new. Is that hard to work with?
No, it's a great stone. It works really well. It comes in dimensional sizes, so you can limit very much what you cut. But again, you get what you pay for. When you ask for bluestone, there's a couple different colors with them. First, you order blue, which is the most expensive you can get, and it's true color, or pretty true color all the way through. Then there's random colored bluestone, and it has rust in it, it has purples, it has all sorts of colors. It doesn't affect the bluestone itself, but it just gives it a totally different look. I love that different change in color. I like it more than the blue.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between a bluestone and a flagstone? I've always sort of thought that term was interchangeable.
I'd say they're both in the same family, with one being a stronger cousin than the other. The flagstone tends to really flake apart, especially when you use it set in a concrete base. It'll get water inside and pop and just make the whole walk bad. Bluestone tends to resist that. It really doesn't absorb water, so it doesn't crack.
Now, is flagstone similar to slate? Is it a type of slate?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you mean. It tends to delaminate and sort of chip pieces away. And very often we'll see those flagstone patios where someone will put mortar in between. And that's just a disaster waiting to happen, because there's just no way that mortar is going to stay in there once the patio starts to freeze.
We even repaired a walkway for Astis or House where the pieces were so loose that we took them out and we used the wall mortar, the tube mortar, and put it in there and then press the piece back down in and seal it right back into place.
There you go.
What about paver bricks? I feel like, or paver stones, however you want to call them. I feel like those give you so many options. There's different shapes, there's different sizes, and that's almost like a puzzle.
Yeah, they do. They've come out with every color under the sun and every shape under the sun, too. So you can have a lot of fun with them, but they still, even though they're a blend, it's not just one color. They're usually a blend. It just doesn't look as natural as Bluestone or mm-hmm. some of the other products do.
Yeah, well, it's probably a more affordable option, right?
Yeah, it's much more affordable, and I think it's pretty easy for anyone to put down once they get the base in place right.
Now, speaking of paver bricks, once that project is done, they have to be filled with sand. The joints between have to be filled with sand. Is there a way to treat that sand so it's not quite as absorptive?
Because nowadays we use a product called polymeric sand, and it gets swept in through the joints. You literally spray it down and it hardens up, and it keeps ants, weeds, and even the water from going in between the pavers.
And you gotta love that. Roger Cook, the landscaping contractor on TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
You're welcome.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.